Blog Talk Radio.
Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I would like to thank you and extend our appreciation for all of the support through the 24-plus years, and it's kind of hard to believe that it's been that long, but we appreciate all of you. We send lots of love to everybody today, and as each week, we have been bringing phenomenal news. News about what? Well, the main focus of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show and the Healthy Referral newspaper is to help people become more educated of preventive natural health, personal growth, and positive news. The Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral newspaper, which is our national, international, full-size newspaper that exists because of each and every one of you. You are absolutely the reason behind what has been going on for 24-plus years. Today, we have an exceptional interview. Each week, we've been getting calls after the shows telling us how much people appreciate the very difficult-to-find information that has to do with health freedoms. By health freedoms, we mean the opportunity for us to choose what we want to eat, what kind of therapies we want, the quality of our vitamins and our foods. And there's an organization that we have been a part of for a very long time, and it is National Health Federation, a nonprofit health freedom organization that has been around for approximately 50, and I'll have Scott correct me if I'm wrong, 58-plus years. And we are today going to be doing an interview with Scott Chips, the editor of Health Freedom News, and president and legal counsel for National Health Federation. Scott, are you there? Hopefully Scott is there. Is Scott there?
I am here.
Hey, there you are.
Yeah.
I think it's the person pushing the buttons.
Oh,
Scott,
okay.
We have had the opportunity through the years to get to know you, get to know the organization of health freedom all over the world, not just in the United States, but internationally. And what I would love today is to have you just share a little bit about why you are doing what you're doing with the National Health Federation, first of all, if you don't mind, just a few minutes.
I don't mind at all. In fact, that's a refreshing change of topic. I just had done an appearance on the Gary Noel radio program just about an hour and a half ago, and it went well, but they didn't ask me that question, so I'm happy to answer it. And I would say it's because I would rather make a difference in the world. I'd rather have things be better when I leave it than worse. This is the way that I see to make that happen. And particularly with the National Health Federation, because it's the world's oldest health freedom organization. They've been around the block, and I can almost guarantee you that when all the other ones are gone, the NHF will still be there. We've been there more than, it's going on 57 years. I think in about Monday is our 57th anniversary. And we anticipate another 57-plus years as well.
Good while after we're off the planet,
a good
right?
while after all, yes. But the other thing, too, is in being involved with NHF and you know, just the health freedom movement in general, it's given me really the chance, and I know it sounds a little trite, but it's given me a chance to meet some really great people, and I include you and Tom in that, and a whole skew of others that have been just marvelous, that whom I wouldn't have met otherwise. And the funny thing, too, I've found is when you go for what you believe in your heart, then all sorts of other opportunities open up along the way. You know, if you just work at your 9-to-5 job, and we've all had to do that, so I'm not knocking it, but if you just do that and it's something you don't like, it's not your passion, then you kind of have a stifled existence unless you do something outside of that 9-to-5 job that would, you know, give some meaning to your life. And that could be anything, whether it's the family or whatever it might be. But I would think it'd be to a cause that would leave the earth better when we leave it. And so, and to my mind, the most basic thing is freedom. And the reason for that is because it's almost counterintuitive, but you know, freedom leads to greater prosperity, a rising standard of living for everyone, less misery, less poverty, and the like. When people are free to innovate, and discover and invent and be happy and productive, the whole world will benefit. When there are lots of government controls and rules and regulations and the like, then people are unhappy. People don't innovate because there's nothing in it for them. And they aren't given the opportunity, and it's actively discouraged. And we live in a country now where our former freedoms are being traded in exchange for a real stifling, rule-driven, regulation-driven, law-driven environment that is counterproductive to the human spirit.
It certainly is an interesting and fascinating and an opportunistic time to be living, that's for sure. And I give you permission to knock the 9-to-5 job.
I haven't had one in a while, but I have held my share of 9-to-5 jobs. And, you know, everyone has to do it at some point and maybe all their lives, but at least even outside of the 9-to-5, they can take, you know, an hour a day, an hour a week, whatever, to do something that as Brandon Lee once told me personally, he said, and then he wrote it in the book that I gave him to autograph. This was before he died, you know, Bruce Lee's son. Brandon Lee wrote, walk a path with heart. And walk a path with heart. And it's so true, to walk a path with heart. Even if you have a 9-to-5 job, at least have something there, not only in your work life, but outside your work life, that you can believe in and that you'll do. And hopefully that'll be a belief in freedom, a belief in helping people get better. But you don't help people get better by having the government steal money from other people and then redistribute it to others. That's not happiness, and that doesn't lead to prosperity. That leads to killing the golden goose and impoverishing everyone. And so, you know, it's the old story about the difference between a Russian farmer and a German farmer. You know, the German farmer, seeing a richer neighbor next door, he'll go up to him and say, you know, I don't care how long it takes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, someday I'm going to be as rich as you. The Russian farmer, in a similar situation, goes up to his richer neighbor and says, I don't care how long it takes, I'll work day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and someday you're going to be just as poor as I am. And so we want to create the situation where people are encouraged to be prosperous and, you know, to have their talents develop and be free, and freedom leads to order. Order isn't the cause of freedom. Freedom's the cause of order, and too often people forget that. So it's all about helping the world be freer and therefore more prosperous and therefore less misery and therefore less crime and misery and the like.
Well, when you know, when we talk about the area of passion and purpose, expressing your gifts, your talents. This is coming up more and more and more each and every day. I actually took some time yesterday finally to write an article. Actually, it's tied into some things that I've been doing in regards to relationship, and stopped long enough to finally put this article on paper. And really, it's amazing to watch the interconnection between things like what we're talking about right now, and we'll talk more about in a moment with National Health Federation, that how organizations such as NHF and the things that many people around us are doing, including we as the Healthy Referral, and take it into every other aspect of life, because it does line itself over into, you know, every vein in life. Because here I'm putting this article together, and it has to do with relationship, and that whole conversation is really about living who you are.
Yeah.
You know, being,
oh, that's interesting. Yes.
Expressing what it is that is your purpose and your talent, which has a reflection back to us, be more, you know, what it is that we want to see. But Scott, so we refer to National Health Federation as NHF, which, as we said, is a nonprofit health freedom organization. And, you know, you did mention the world's oldest health freedom organization. And actually, the one thing we like to always mention, too, which is the only one with a seat at the CODEX. Now, some people listening
right.
to this have no idea what Codex Alimentarius is. So can you just kind of touch on that for a moment or two?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The Codex Alimentarius is just Latin for food code, and the Codex Alimentarius Commission was created by the UN indirectly through the FAO and the WHO back in the 60s, and its goal is to kind of twofold. One is to eliminate all barriers to international trade in food, and the other is to protect the consumer, both of which seem to be noble goals, and actually NHF supports those goals. The problem is in the details, in the fact that Codex has been kind of captured by special interest groups and by power-hungry bureaucrats in establishing these food standards that range from natural mineral waters food additives to vitamin mineral supplements. And that's how NHF first got involved back in the mid-90s, when we started sending a reporter to cover these events and paid her expenses. And in the year 2000, I joined the U.S. delegation and went for a couple of meetings as a member of the U.S. delegation to the Nutrition Committee, which was dealing with the Codex Nutrition Committee, which was dealing with the issue of vitamin and mineral supplement guidelines, and then basically got kicked off that because I was too vocal and aggressive in my vocalness. And so I went out and...
Why are we not surprised?
Yeah. And then I went out and I got NHF accredited as an INGO, an international non-governmental organization, which means that it can attend these meetings, and even more than that, because anyone listening to this program can attend. But I can participate on behalf of NHF when I go to these meetings. That is, NHF can participate, speak out at the meetings, you know, submit written documents, interact in real time with the other delegates. You know, if something's going on, I can go down and talk to the Ugandan delegate or the Bulgarian delegate or whatever, and talk to them about what is dear and near to our hearts. So, and we've acquired quite a reputation in the 10 years that we've been, actually 11 years we've been going to these meetings and able to speak out. We've acquired quite a reputation as being forthright. We speak from the heart, and we tell it like it is, and we promote health freedom on all issues that we see there. And it's a real voice, and a different voice, I should say. And one thing we have noticed most lately is in the beginning, they looked at us as sort of the newbies on the block and, you know, ignore them. And now we have delegations coming up to us seeking our support, wanting to give us their own support, thanking us for saying what we do so forthrightly. And we've made some real differences, especially in the last 2.5-3 years.
Mm-hmm. So the Codex Elementarius basically started out as a good thing and then got really off track, in other words.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, in all fairness, and there are some people who say this, it started off as even a bad thing, and it was intended to be captured. It's just, I think, let me put it a different way, which is not to contradict what you just said, but it's just to kind of clarify maybe what I said more, and that is that the two stated goals that are mentioned as their mission statement, essentially, that is protect the consumer and to eliminate international barriers to trade, food trade, both sound real good to me. I mean, I can see that. It's just the means by which they want to do it, and then the interests that have succeeded over the years in capturing, you know, these special interest groups like the drug companies, like Monsanto, like the vet drug people with rectopamine. You know, it's incredible. They go in there with their little studies that seem to prove that rectopamine, which is a steroid-like drug given to pigs and turkeys,
right,
and others just before slaughter, is beneficial and not harmful, beneficial to everyone and not harmful to humans. And in fact, they're wrong. The studies are wrong. But the fact of the matter is that I don't know when it happened. Maybe it happened.
I'm sorry, Scott. You're kind of fading in and out.
Okay, sorry.
Okay,
let
that's
me
okay. Thank
speak
you.
A little more clearly that I don't know when it happened, but at some point, yes, the special interests like Monsanto, like the aspartame people and the others did take control, and that's not been a good thing.
So the meetings that Codex has are located in different parts of the world all the time, is that it, or?
Yes, you're right. You know, each government, oh, there's the commission itself at the top. Think of it as the grandparent. And then it gave birth to children in the form of committees. And each committee deals with a particular range of interests and is hosted by a particular government. Like the German government hosts the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. Sometimes they generously we'll hold the meeting outside the country, but usually it's within the country. And I just went to the Codex Committee, that particular committee meeting last November. That was the last Codex meeting I went to. And it was held just outside of Frankfurt, Germany. And we dealt with the nutrient reference value issues there, where they're trying to dumb them down and reduce. These are essentially RDAs, RDIs, and they're trying to dumb them down to lower levels. And we put a stop to that over 2 years ago, but it's, you know, victory is never final, as Winston Churchill said, so you have to keep at it, and that's what we do each year at these meetings.
Absolutely. So basically, National Health Federation, or again, as we call it, NHF, has how many international members at this point?
International members or branches?
Oh, yeah, I know that in conversation a lot, it said, you know, on an international level, is it like 20 countries, something like that?
Oh, yes, we have members. I'm sorry, thank you. I know what you mean now. We have members, international members, in 20 different countries, from Canada, really throughout the world, even into China, as I recall. But most of our international members are based in Northern Europe or Canada, and then, of course, the bulk of our membership in the U.S. But we do have branches as well with executive directors at the helm, such as NHF Ireland, NHF UK, NHF Benelux for Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg, NHF Germany, NHF Sweden. And I think we're looking at NHF Switzerland now. It's just opening up.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So people who are hearing this for the first time, how can they be involved with the National Health Federation?
Well, you can become a member. It's dirt cheap. It's only $36 a year, and believe me, that just barely covers the cost of the membership. And really importantly, we need donations to go and help send us to these meetings. They aren't free, and while we don't travel first class or stay at first class hotels, we do need to stay in somewhere and get there somehow. So it's important to go to the website. You know, we don't sleep on the streets. It's not Occupy Codex, or maybe it should be. But in any event, we do need support, and you can go online at our website, www.thethe.com. And there's a way to join our email list, to join as a member, and most importantly, even to donate, and then to become an activist, because it's important to support legislation like we have H.R. 3380 in the House of Representatives right now. That is the Dietary Supplement Protection Act, and that will help strengthen our own domestic legislation against Codex. So this is very important. Go to our website, click on the Government Affairs button, and then Federal button, and then go read what that's about, because this is super important to keep thousands of dietary supplements that are at risk by the FDA, to keep them on your store shelves and available to you. That if we don't, we're going to lose them, and that's a very real danger right now, very real danger.
So in reaching NHF, then the best way for a person would be to go ahead and go to the www.thewordthenhf.com, and there's the email and so forth, contact information on there if they want to reach out in a different way. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right, Scott. Well, this is the shortest interview that we have ever had with you.
Yeah,
and that's okay, because we're doing things just a little differently at the moment. So we want to thank you very much for taking this 22 minutes today out of your schedule to share a little bit more about NHF. And I know, as you already heard me say and you hear us say often, we are very, very pleased and appreciative to be connected to NHF and to actually be part of the NHF Advisory Board. So we just want to again say that you already know how much NHF is in our hearts, and you know, we're all in this together, and there's a lot happening, and 2012 is already an exceptional, awesome year. So we look forward to seeing you soon, and continuing a conversation again and with a little bit more time. So is there anything you would like to say?
Yeah, I just want to express appreciation to you, Marcia, and to Tom, too, that for all of your support. And you both have been, and Healthy Referral in general, have been critical allies in getting the message out. And it's, you know, one thing I would say is people need to stay informed, and you don't get that through the mainstream media. You only get it through programs such as yours and your newspaper, such as Healthy Referral. So it's critical that your listeners read Healthy Referral and act upon the news that they're informed on by that publication. That's a critical publication to read.
Well, thank you. And in closing, when you go to the NHF site, be sure to check out Health Freedom News, because Health Freedom News is NHF magazine. So we are supporting each other in this venture. So again, Scott, thank you. Sending lots of love.
Thank you. Same to you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Thank you.
Good
luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And again, that was Scott Tipp, the president of National Health Federation, and we thank him very, very much. And As I said, just love the organization. We are now on our way to an interview with a very special person. And this person just came into our lives about a very short time ago, a week maybe. And he is in the California area and was introduced to me through my dear, dear sister, my sister Candace, as I call her, who lives in California. And we have Joe, and I'll tell you what, I have not talked to him in person yet. This is the first time that we will be on the phone, of course, during this interview. And I hope I'm going to pronounce his last name correctly. It looks like it's Federer. Is this right, Joe? You want to help me out?
Oh, you could say it like my father-in-law says it and just go, you know?
That's great. So could you please pronounce it for me?
Federer. You got to be a stutterer.
You have to be a stutterer. Okay. All right. Well, Joe, we know we would like to have more time in this particular show, but we don't. So I want to make sure we give you the opportunity. We just introduced Joe, and he has just published a magnificent book entitled Miracle: How to Rebuild Your Heart. And I would just like to hand it over to Joe and go for it, Joe.
Well, I want to thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
I published this book because I've experienced heart failure, and I know how it feels to face that. This book is meant as a life preserver to those adrift in the ocean of, oh, no, what am I going to do? Because that's the way I felt. Sure, I had a cardiologist who used drugs and devices, but I'm more of a natural supplement and food-oriented kind of guy. I spent my life staying...
Good for you, by the way. Go ahead.
I spent my life staying away from doctors, hospitals, and pharmaceuticals, and now I was in the hospital with heart failure. Well, I'm an optimist and a positive-thinking person, and yes, I did get depressed about the situation, but I took control, did research, and enhanced my heart's health with supplementation. Gee, maybe I better join the NHF, because my program's all about supplements. So I suspect I had an edge, though, since I'm a vitamin and mineral specialist, and I've been using supplements most of my life. My mother started me on them around age 5, and then I worked in the vitamin field after my service in the Army, and I've been using them ever since. My cardiologist, nice guy, told me at the beginning of this journey there were 3 things that could happen. I could get better. I could stay the same. And I could have a heart transplant. Well, being an optimist, I chose to get better. Over the years, every time I'd see my cardiologist, he would say to me, miracle. Of course, that felt good. And I asked him, well, why did he say that? His answer was that most people with heart failure didn't live this long or, like me, get better. Well, he gave me a great title for my book, Miracle. No, he doesn't get royalties, just a nice card at the holidays. So, my book's available at heartmusclerebuild.com. That's heartmusclerebuild.com. And it's also available for the Amazon Kindle. And they have a nice feature that allows you to read about 10% of the book up front. I have a link to Amazon on my website. And they also have reader apps for the iPhone, iPad, Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone 7, the Mac, and Windows PC. So it makes it really, really affordable and available to many, many people. Now,
wonderful.
I want to say that the real miracle was the supplements I've taken all along. They allowed my heart to be strong enough to deal with the heart failure condition, and to make it through some difficult situations, which I describe in my book. I've taken prescription drugs to stabilize my heart while I worked on my own healing protocol. Now, drugs don't heal. That's a quote I love, and it comes from the January 2001 edition of the New England Journal of Medicine, which came out and admitted that only nutritional programs can reverse heart disease and reverse diabetes.